Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not quite time to turn our thoughts to pitchers and catchers and the 2026 Major League season, but there are stuff going on with the Home Nine and the Minnesota Twins. And Bobby Nightingale covers the club for the Star Tribune online at startribune.com. Bobby, good to visit with you. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, doing well, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good to visit with you. Familiar name to Twins fans, LaTroya Hawkins, spent time in the TV booth in recent years, will now be on Derek Shelton's staff.
Yeah, I mean, it's something pretty cool for him. I mean, it's something, a big commitment for him. I mean, he's been a special assistant in the organization for several years now where he's helped out at spring training. He's come in during the season and talked to relievers and given advice, but now he'll do it for 162 games instead of just popping in and out. So big time commitment for him, but he's been doing stuff with Team USA, youth teams, and so finally kind of taking that next step where he wants to be a full-time major league coach.
Yeah, and Bobby, you know as well as anyone what a grind it is, whether you're a beat writer or a coach or a manager or a player. You know, the season, if pitchers and catchers report in February, and the season is a long one. It is a grind, but the Hawk knows the deal.
Yeah, and I think it's great. He'll be able to give great advice to guys. I mean, he's pitched, I think, in the ninth most games in MLB history, a 21-year career. Kind of seen it all, done it all. And I remember there's still guys like Liam Hendricks who'll still cite LaTroya Hawkins when he was a teammate of his, of stuff he does, you know, the way he prepares for games, the way he brings teams together. So, yeah, I think it'll just be a great influence. I mean, it's a guy who has a lot of playing experience and, you know, there's so much mental part of the game. He's going to be dealing with young relievers, a bullpen that has to be rebuilt on the fly. And, you know, what better advice than a guy that's gone through it? And, you know, he's well-versed in analytics and everything else too, but just, you know, has been in their shoes and can relate to players that way.
You know, and Bobby, that is a great point. One of the things the Twins did, you know, at the deadline is trade away the bullpen for all practical purposes. And rebuilding that bullpen is going to be extremely important if the Twins are going to be competitive at all in 26.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be as dominant as it was last year,
no.
At least on paper. I mean, you're not going to be able to replace Jovan Duran and Griffin Jacks and
nope.
A healthy Brock Stewart on the fly. But, you know, there's no reason why it can't be manageable. I mean, it wasn't good in the second half of last year after the deadline.
Yeah, that's for sure. Still a lot of moves to be made.
Maybe it's not the strength of your team, but you can win games that way.
Yeah, and, you know, there's still a lot of big decisions to be made, and we won't know for a while. And one of those that keeps coming up, Bobby, is, you know, ultimately will Joe Ryan be on this team or will he be traded? Came very close at the deadline, wasn't moved. And like I say, here in November, it's still – way too early to tell what ultimately is going to happen there.
Yeah, it's a little early. I mean, Twins still haven't announced what they're going to do payroll-wise, which maybe is an answer in itself that it's not going to be much higher than it was at the end of last season. But, yeah, I mean, Joe Brian's their biggest trade chip. I mean, even if they're trying to win next season, he's going to net you a position player, too, that could start right away and be an impact player. So it's one of those things. I mean, are you going to trade a little bit of starting depth for more position players if you don't feel great in the position player core? If you don't feel great about, you know, Royce Lewis taking the next step and Brooks Lee and those guys, I mean, you have to start looking at, okay, what other position players can we bring in? And, you know, if you're going to be rebuilding for a year or two, you know, it doesn't make sense to have a pitcher that could get hurt over those next 2 years instead of cashing in that trade chip. So my expectation is Joe Ryan's probably going to get traded this offseason, but we'll you know, it's still early, too early to say in terms of where he goes or, you know, how fast that happens.
You know, Bobby, did you ever get any indication along the way that Joe Ryan wanted out? I know a lot of his quotes during the season, even after the deadline, before the deadline and after the deadline, you know, did seem pretty pragmatic, you know, that it is a business and that's part of the deal. But did you ever get the sense that, hey, you know, I need to move on?
I think part of it was he thought he got traded. So yeah, there was confusion on the deadline day where, you know, he saw a fake social media account. And so he thought he was gone. So the fact that it's like, okay, you mentally prepared yourself. Okay, I'm out of here. The whole team, you know, 10 players have already been traded. And then, okay, wait, you're still the one guy that's staying and that's healthy. So I think that threw him for a loop for a while. I don't think he wants out. I think he wants to play for a contender, obviously. I think every player wants to. So, you know, if the Twins traded him to a contender, I don't think he'd complain. But it's also one of those things. I mean, he even said it at the end of the year. I mean, he thinks, you know, the Twins could win faster than people think. He's excited about the young pitchers, especially young starting pitchers that are around, and thinks, you know, if the bats get going, if they steal bases like they did at the end of the year, you know, maybe they could surprise some teams next year. But so I don't think he's asking out. I just think it's one of those he thought he was traded and then got kind of thrown for a loop for a while.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bobby Nightingale joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. He covers the Twins for the Star Tribune. The Twins did some housekeeping in the 40-man roster, and the name that really stood out was Jose Miranda. And here is a guy that, you know, at times showed so much promise, 12 hits and 12 at-bats. There aren't a lot of major leaguers in the history of the game that can say that. It is a very short list. And then at other times, just really, really struggled.
Yeah, just never clicked for him. I mean, in 2022, when he first came up, it looked like he was going to be one of those guys you could build around. I mean, he had such a nice impact. Carlos Correa was kind of hyping him up at the same time and thought of him as kind of, okay, he's going to have a future somewhere, whether it's third base, first base. You know, they could figure that part out, but he's going to hit. And then he just really didn't hit. I mean, outside of, 2024, he had a nice month or two, but dealt with injuries after that and was really never quite the same. This last year was just kind of a lost year where nothing got going, whether it was in the major leagues or AAA. And, you know, the writing was on the wall when they called up all those guys in September and he wasn't on the list and never got the call in September. He's out of minor league options, so he's going to lose his spot on the 40-man roster regardless unless he's on the big league roster all season. So, he'll get a fresh start elsewhere, I'm guessing, and some other team will try to fix him. But, you know, it's kind of one of those things where – Twins have to be better at developing hitters, and he's a guy that broke in well and just been adjusted to staying in the big leagues.
Yeah, is there anybody else on that list that was taken off the 40-man that stood out to you?
I know that stood out. I mean, Michael Tonkin is just—he's been around a while, a reliever, but with his salary that he's going to get through arbitration, it made sense for the Twins to cut ties. And it's kind of regular house cleaning right now in the 40-man roster because they do have a lot of prospects they do have to put on the 40-man roster in a few weeks where to protect them from the Rule 5 draft. So you will see a lot of prospects get added here within the next 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, and it's kind of amazing, the off-season news, and then before you know it, it's the winter meetings. The Twins do have the manager, Derek Shelton. That's not news, if you will. Twins fans are familiar with that. And I would assume those behind-the-scenes meetings about really what is going to be the game plan going forward. And then beyond that, I think Twins fans are wondering about who the limited partners are, what payroll is going to look like. Twins fans kind of want to know, and it may be a while before they get some answers here.
Yeah, I mean, you have the owners' meetings coming up, so maybe we'll learn the limited partners that way.
Yeah.
If they get approved by Major League Baseball at that point. But, yeah, I mean, it's been a slow process for sure in terms of learning the payroll. And I think the frustrating part is, I mean, even if payroll goes down, it's how far is it going to go down? Because, last year they started at $140 million. They ended the season at $125 million. Right now they're at $90 million. So it's kind of, there's a lot of ranges they could fall into, whether, you go to $110 million, they're still cutting payroll, but then you still have $20 million to spend this offseason. So I think there's a lot of levels that it could go to, but obviously until you learn the limited partners and they announce when exactly payroll is going to happen, it's hard to kind of get a grasp on it. Or are they just going to keep trading, Pablo Lopez or, some more big money veterans where, then you cut payroll further, and that kind of changes your outlook for the offseason too.
Yeah, and then, Bobby, for the entire game, everyone's still basking in the glow of a great World Series won by the Dodgers in 7 games over the Blue Jays, and rightfully so. It was a great showcase. It was just a great moment for the game, but, a year from now, not nearly as rosy, the outlook for the game.
Yeah, I mean, we're probably looking at a lockout after the 2026 season. I mean, yeah. Rob Manfred's pretty much confirmed that's going to be the case. So, we'll see if there ends up being games lost in 2027. Obviously, there's going to be owners that are going to be pushing for a salary cap and think, that the overall structure of baseball financially has to change. It's tough for the sport because, you look at the TV ratings from the World Series and it couldn't be higher. I saw Game 7 was seen by more people than any World Series since 1991. And obviously there's a lot more people glued to their TV in 1991. So, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, I think the viewership is up. I mean, I think there's a little bit more excitement for the athleticism, the pitch clock, getting rid of defensive shifts and all that. But we'll see financially what happens.
Yeah, and you look at the payroll of the Dodgers, and then beyond that, even the payroll of the Blue Jays, they've been, you know, relatively speaking, pretty big spenders over the years. And the players, on the other hand, have said, no way is there going to be a cap. And until that gets resolved, you know, once again, we're looking a year out or even more, but there certainly are storm clouds gathering, because the sense is that there are some owners, like, for instance, the Dodgers, the Yankees, and some of the other big clubs, they don't want to share that TV money. That is their advantage. The Dodgers have a huge advantage in just local TV money compared to, say, for instance, the Twins.
Yeah, and that's where their big payrolls come from, is, you know, the Dodgers are making hundreds of millions off their TV deal each year, while the Twins are probably making, you know, they don't even have a regional TV company, so they're making probably less than $30 million a year. So that's where the big disparity comes in. Usually when you have a lockout, it's owners versus players. I mean, that's where the big fight comes in. The difference next year could be you have owners versus owners, where, you know, some owners are for a hard cap, and you have other owners who are going to look at the system and say it's fine. And obviously there has to be something where, I think every World Series winner in the past two decades has been in the top half of the league payroll-wise. But if you had a cap, I also think the Dodgers, they do so many things really well, player development-wise, that I don't think it's just financially, yes, they have the stars. They also turn out their role players a lot better than a lot of other teams do. So I do think there's I don't think it's a catch-all that'll fix everything as a cap.
Well, yeah, and one final thought for you. You look at the Tampa Bay Rays model in general in recent years, playing in a terrible ballpark situation at the Trop in St. Petersburg. And this year at the Yankees spring training home in Tampa, you know, the Rays have found a way with the low payroll, bad ballpark situation, they have been able to compete on the field. So, you know, money isn't everything. And when's the last time the Yankees won a World Series? So, you know, money isn't everything when it comes to that.
Yeah, and I mean, you mentioned the Rays, and the Dodgers general manager or president is, you know, the former Rays president. So, I mean, they came from that system. Now they added payroll, and that's what you get. But, I mean, even the Milwaukee Brewers had a low payroll this year and had the most wins in the National League, most wins in baseball. So, you know, it's not impossible to win if you have a lower payroll, but obviously the margin for error is so much smaller.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Bobby, always good to visit with you. And once again, a lot of stuff going on in the off season, for sure. And we are grateful for your time.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks, Steve.
There he is, Bobby Nightingale. It covers the Twins for the Star Tribune.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. she opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.